Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. Reading you the evening news, I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chair 7th Intergovernmental Consultations in New Delhi. Advisor for School Education and SERT Dr. Kekril Hulie Yome says department is set to bring major reforms in education system. RD and SIRD Minister Mitsubo Jamir says values of Scouts and Guides movement forms fabric of society. Agri advisor Mahathir Yantan expounds role of community, parents, teachers and students to improve government schools. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chaired 7 Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi today. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibilities and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Addressing the event, Prime Minister Modi said there has been encouraging progress in various sectors of strategic relations between the countries and in the last 2 years. He highlighted that increasing cooperation in areas including defense, technology, energy, green and sustainable development have become symbols of mutual trust between India and Germany.
हमने ग्लोबल स्तर पर रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी के निवेश पर उसके लिए प्लेटफॉर्म बनाया है और आज ग्रीन हाइड्रोजन रोडमैप भी जारी किया है। हमें खुशी है कि भारत और जर्मनी के बीच शिक्षा, स्किलिंग और मोबिलिटी पर काम चल रहा है। जर्मनी द्वारा जारी की गई स्किल लेबर मोबिलिटी स्ट्रेटेजी का स्वागत है मेरा विश्वास है कि आज की ये मीटिंग हमारी पार्टनरशिप को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगी
Prime Minister Modi also announced that Germany will increase its annual visa quota for skilled Indian professionals from 20,000 to 90,000. Addressing the gathering, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz emphasized the need for enhanced cooperation between India and Germany.
Today we are meeting in the world's biggest democracy, the fastest growing major economy in the world with the most rapidly expanding renewable energy sector of any major economy. A country at the heart of the world's most dynamic region, the Asia-Pacific. In a nutshell, the Asia-Pacific Conference has come to the right place at the right time.
Advisor for School Education and SERT Dr. Kekril Hulie Yome today expressed that the Department is bringing reforms in the education system and is set to introduce Nagaland Administrative Education Service. Addressing the 15th General Conference of Nagaland School Education Administrative Officers Association, Nagaland Elementary and Secondary Cadres held in Kohima, he informed that this year alone the Department of School Education will close down nearly 100 schools while the department has a target to close down about 450 schools across the state in the next 3 to 4 years.
We will make sure that our schools are efficient. We will make sure that this appeasement policy of everybody, every big village Kel wants to have a school, that we should stop. We are also encountering the problems of the mushrooming of private schools. So right now we have 706 private schools. Recently we have given recognition for 69 private schools to be recognized. We call it provisional. I've gone over the rules. None of the schools fit into the policy framework which we have made amended in 2018. We will be opening up a lot more higher secondary because colleges are now not allowed to take up 11 and 12.
Commissioner and Secretary School Education and SERT, Kevileno Angami, also addressed the event. Mokchung District Bharat Scouts and Guides celebrated 75 years today at P. Shilu Ao Memorial Park, Mokchung. Minister for Rural Development and State Institute of Rural Development, Mitsubo Jamir, maintained that Scouts and Guides movement entails values of loyalty, courage, kindness and integrity, which are the very fabric of our lives. He said, challenges and responsibilities of youth in present world are plenty and complex. Mr. Mitsubo therefore told Scouts and Guides that their responsibilities are defined by their willingness to become examples in the communities and create a brighter future for our society. Advisor for Department of Agriculture Mahathir Yantan has opined that community, parents, teachers and students play equal responsibility in the performance of schools. He was addressing a workshop organized for government schools teachers in 39 Sanis Assembly constituency, Wakha today. He urged the teachers to enhance attendance and commitment in their efforts to educate the students. Mr. Yantan said due to this reason, Parents are migrating to towns for better educational opportunities, which in turn is impacting the local economy. The advisor encouraged villagers to stay committed to rural education, pointing out that modern technology now enables quality learning in remote areas. Mr. Yantan urged communities to focus on preserving local schools, as those with low enrollment are going to face closure or merging. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman of Investment Development Authority Nagaland, Abu Mehta, has emphasized the need to develop vision document and roadmap for making Kohima a hub to attract talents and contribute to Nagaland's progress. Speaking at the Tsutoyonyome Kel Day, come culmination of the Tsutoyonyome Students Union Platinum Jubilee celebration in Kohima, he underscored the importance of setting forward-thinking goals.
What is the vision for Kohima in future? How will Kohima compete with the rest of the world? How do we protect the interests of Kohima so that the present generation and the next generation can be successful citizens in this new world order? How do we make our children ready for tomorrow? I want to advise my elders, TKL community, the council, that for the next 75 years, next 50 years, let us make a strategic plan.
Mr. Mehta acknowledged India's rapid economic growth and its standing as the most populated country globally, where Asian countries are on the rise, while he stressed the need for Kohima to evolve a sustainable, livable city. MLA Dr. Tsilhutyo Rutso encouraged TKL members to support infrastructure projects and development initiatives. Mr. Rutso emphasized that in today's competitive world, talent and skills are crucial for success. Oriental College Kohima is all set to organize 6th edition of Skill Fest from 28th to 30th October. The objective of the program is to explore the students' skills and talent and to enable them to attain a sustainable livelihood. Addressing a press conference at the college premises today, convener of Skill Fest Committee, Yuzotyo Torre, said the program also focuses on boosting the students' confidence by improving their productivity and giving them direction through proper training. Mr. Torre added that through the program, the students are encouraged to work together with peers and family and make positive contributions to the college, home and community.
We are looking forward to the 6th Skill Fest, which is to be held from 28th to 30th October. The grade in which skill training will be provided in the 6th Skill Fest are mushroom cultivation, basket making, bamboo works, carpentry, electrical fittings, beauty and wellness, embroidery, knitting and weaving, baking, and coffee making.
Earlier in her welcome address, Principal of Oriental College, Dr. Kreri Zunyo Zavitsa, said the media plays a crucial role in the visibility and work of an institution. Dr. Zavitsa further acknowledged the media in giving credibility and promotion of information to the mass. A mass social work was carried out across the state today. The cleanliness drive was initiated by the district administration along with municipal council, colony and ward chairman, village council leaders, school and college students, various NGOs and civil society organizations, and the general public. The mass social work was undertaken to clear building materials, waste on the roads, drainages and painting of shops, signages among others. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz co-chair 7th Intergovernmental Consultations in New Delhi. Advisor for School Education and SERT Dr. Kakrelule Hyome says department is set to bring major reforms in education system. RD and SIRD Minister Metsubo Jamir says values of Scouts and Guides movement forms fabric of society. Agri-advisor Mhathang Yantan expounds role of community, parents, teachers and students to improve government schools. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.